workman from the fixer, to go in carne the base akader. You have your jug from the person who fixes the jugs. For the coast, if you have your cup, me base azog from the glassman. You want to fix your cup, you went to him, he fixed it. Avoloit, she allowed to bring these things home. These things are poshut, because that's tzarach hamoed. If you need your cup for yomtiv, that's mutter. That was the kad, the coast, the tzarach hamoed. These are tzarach hamoed, it's mutter. But you can't pick up your wool from the dyer. And you can't pick up kelim from the beisumen also. These are things that you don't need the tzarach hayomtiv. But if you don't have what eat, then you're allowed to pay him and leave it by him. Because if the workman doesn't have what eat, so you're allowed to go and pay him on chol hamoed, but don't pick it up, leave it by him. We name him Aminus, we don't trust him though. Menicha Bevesa Samachloi. You're allowed to take it home, but again, don't take it home into your house at Tamara Sayim, but rather just leave it outside, leave it in the house. Again, we name him Aminus, we don't trust him. It's Menicha Bevesa Samachloi. Supposed to leave it by the house next to him. The next door neighbor, wherever it is, you're afraid they'll be stolen from there. Then you're allowed to nevi in the bitzina. You're allowed to take it on privately into your own house. So, kiss, you see, certain times you're allowed to pick up your things from the fixer if you're afraid he's going to steal it. So, the kiss, so that's a terror. That's what our Mishnah says. You're not allowed to. That's what maminoi. You trust him, you can't pick it up on cholamoid. Can't be shame maminoi. If you don't trust him, you're allowed to pick it up on cholamoid. So Gemara says, good. Tirachta mevin. You answer the theory about bringing home. One says yes, one says no, you have a good answer. But malich and kasha. But there's a kasha about if you could bring it to the tailors or not. Tiktoni, our Mishnah says, ein mevin, v'kol shchein chein malichin. Our Mishnah says you can't pick up your clothing from the tailors, so for sure, you can't bring it to the tailors in Chol HaMoed. And there the Mishnah says, you're allowed to bring it and take it back. So how do you answer bringing it to the tailors? What's the heter to bring it? There should be no heter, even if you don't trust him, so don't give it to him. Yeah, what's the heter to bring it to him on Chol HaMoed? Elamach, we have to come on the real terraces, like we said before, that one is on Erev Pesach and one is on Chol HaMoed. On Erev Pesach, there, you're allowed to take it to the cleaners and allowed to pick up from the cleaners. But on Chol HaMoed, in Echanami, you're not allowed to take it to the cleaners and you're not allowed to pick it up from the cleaners either on Chol HaMoed. You have to come on that the terrace, the Mishnah says it's mutter, it's talking about Erev Pesach, and here that it says it's Osir, it's talking about Chol HaMoed. But the Mishnah says, Mechafin esak tziyois bekash. If you have ketziyois, that means you have things drying out dates on your fields, on Chol HaMoed, and you're afraid that it may rain, so you're allowed to cover it up, Mechafin esak tziyois bekash. You're allowed to take straw, and cover up the drying out dates on your fields with straw. Let it stand. It's a tircha, it's mutter on Chol HaMoed. It's called tzarech, it's mutter. We have Yehuda Waimu Af Mavin. Yehuda says you can even put a thick layer of kash, of straw on top of it. Not just on the chap and a little bit of a cover, but you can almost put a pile it up on top to cover it well. Moichrei peiros ksus vekelim moichrei betzina. The tzarech HaMoed. If somebody sells fruits, or a person that sells suits, or any type of kelim, you're allowed to be open on Chol HaMoed if what you're selling is a tzarech HaMoed. Otherwise, you're not going to be open on Chol HaMoed. Mikra din. Could be the other Torah. The Mikra din, the Mishnah, you're only allowed to sell things on Chol HaMoed that people need to use on Chol HaMoed, like Paris or Ksus. Guy needs a suit for Yom Tov. It's not a buy on Chol HaMoed. Ros Kelim, you want to have your shoes, your socks, your hat. So the store has to do it Betzina. We'll soon see what that means. You can't leave your doors open like a regular retail. You have to sell Betzina. Rashi says Betzina means, because even though you're buying a suit, but people will think that you're selling things, they'll think some guy's coming to buy a suit for next week. That's awesome. So you have to sell it Betzina. It has to be done Betzina. We'll soon see what that means. Now, you only sell the suits or the payers, Letzarech HaMoed. Hatzaiden, a hunter. So you have the shoshers, people that chop up, grind up the wheat. They chop up the wheat to make cereal out of it. Rashi Shatechlin, Pulin, the greasin. You chop up beans for the greasin. Is Oysen Betzina, Letzarech HaMoed. These type of works you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, because what you're doing is a Tzarech HaMoed, but you do it Betzina, do it privately. Rabbi Yosi Leimer, Hey Mechmur Alatzman. Rabbi Yosi says, the Riva Machmer, the Huntis, and the Daishaisais, they're Machmer not to do it at all on Cholomoyd. Tzmura says, now first it goes to the first part of the Mishnah. It says, again, if you have your Ktsiyas, you have your dates that are drying out on the fields, and you're afraid it may rain now in Cholomoyd, you're allowed to start to cover them up with kash, with straw. So Tanakama says, only Lashon of Mechapin. And if you just said a stronger Lashon of Mavin. So what's the difference? Pligibor Rabbi Chia Bar Abba of Rabbi Asi, for Tavayu Mishmei de Chizkiya, Rabbi Yechanan. The name of Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechanan. That Chadama once said like this. What does Mechapin mean? Aklushi. It means covering it up one leaf by one leaf. Rashi is Aklushi Shemechaseyo Banofim Ruchokin. Zemi Zed Lehevi Kisa Gomer. You're not even putting a complete layer on top of these dried out figs. Just putting one leaf and a little bit away, another leaf, another piece of straw, not even close together. What does Rabbi Yehuda say then in Mishnah Ma'avin? That means asmuchi. You make a good one layer of covering on top of it. Rashi, asmuchi means anofim somach zilazir. You put the leaves close one next to another. Devi kisa gomer. Kopun and putting one layer of straw on top of the dates. That's what Rabbi Yehuda's matter. The Chadama one says no. Mechafin, that all goes into the word of mechafin. Even Tanakama holds this mutter. That means to cover it means bein aklushi, bein asmuchi. Whether it's the layer is tight, whether the layer is a weak layer, both of them goes into lashon mechafin. Aklushi and asmuchi, whether they're close together leaves or they're a little apart, both go into the word of mechafin. Then what does the Yehuda mean by ma'avin? He says the big chiddush. He could even cover it up ma'avin. That means oisin oisin kimin kri. I make mamish a pile of shur on top of smutter. Well, oisin kimin kri. You can make a kri there. Rashi machnisin oisin biyacha kadeshiu noichel lichsois. In other words, you could put all the dates, pile the dates together, make the dates into a kri, and then put all the covering on top of it, it'll cover it much better, so you can make a better covering. That's what Mavin means. Tanya Nami Hochi. Mavin, what does Mavin mean? Oise, oisa, kimin kri. You make the pile of dates into one big bundle, one big pile, and then you pile the straw on top of it, cover it very well. Dibur Rebbe Yehuda, that's Rebbe Yehuda Shita. This is all called like a tovar ovud right now, so you're allowed to do this, tirchon cholamayit. You have already the dates there, and if you don't cover up, it'll get ruined. So therefore, you're allowed to do this tircha on cholamayit. But then the Mishnah says, moichrei peiros ksus v'keilem moichrei mitzina. A person that has a fruit store, he's allowed to be open on cholamayit, but he has to sell things mitzina. Iboyelahu. Then the Mishnah says also, the tzayin, they will makra upon themselves not to do it all. Iboyelahu. Hei nechmiru alatzman lehevi yavdi klal, that they didn't do anything on cholamayit, they were machmir upon themselves these hunters that they did it betzina. Toshma, moichrei peiros ksus v'kelim, moichrei betzina tzorchamoyin. People have these stores that sell things that people need for yomtiv. You're allowed to be open and sell, but you have to sell a betzina. Rabbi Yosi says, tagrei tferya hei nechmiru al atzmon shlo yiyo moichrei kol ikar. So you see, the chumra of those people were, they didn't sell at all. Not only they did a bit sinner, but they did not sell at all. Another case is Saide Chayas Bioifis. People that hunt animals and birds, the dog and a fish. So then you're allowed to catch them on Cholamoy, because you need it for Yomtif. Bitsina, do it Bitsina. The Sarah Chalamoyt, what you need for Yomtif, you're allowed to catch on Cholamoyt. We have Yesi Yomer, so the Yaku, the hunters that lived in Aku, hey Nachmir al Atzman, they were Machmir upon themselves, Shiloh Yiyot Sodin Kolikur. They did not go to hunt at all on Cholamoyt. The Shushay Chilka, people used to crack up the grinders of Chilka, this is wheat, chopped into two, Targis chopped into three, Vetisnit chopped into four, was Doshishim Betzina. This is where they used to chop up the wheat, they were allowed to do it privately. And also a tzarchamoyd, if you need this wheat now, you need the grain for yomtif, for cholamoyd, it's mutter. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, the Shushi Tzipori, the people living in Tzipori with the grinders there in Tzipori, hey nechmir alatzma, they are machra upon themselves, shloyil doshishin kolikur. They did not do any type of grinding at all on cholamoyd. So we can see that the tzad of machra was not only to do it for tzinor, but they didn't do it at all. Amr Abaye says like this, Chilka, you know what Chilka is? Chilka is Chad Latarti. Yeah, Chilka, we had before, but they used to grind up the different names of Chilka means you have the wheat chopped up into two. Chad, one piece of wheat like chopped into two. Targus means chad latlas. They chopped up the wheat into three pieces. Tisni means chad liarba. Notice this was coarse type of flour. It wasn't fine flour. It was coarse type of flour. Kiyosti Rav Dimi Yom Rav Dini said, no, kunta. All this goes on kunta means spelt. Whereas it's not type of wheat the way you grind it up one to two or to three. It's regular ground up wheat, but ground up spinner, not wheat spelt. Shrashi kunta, kaisomis. Chilka means the spelt that's ground up, regular spelt. Not the wheat that's cracked into two, but rather regular spelt. It's also a mindogan, one of the Chamesh Saminim. So more than this, Meis v'Abakash renew. Chilka targus v'tisni. Locher is t'meyim b'chol mokum. In this type of flour, wherever it is, whether in the big cities or the small cities, it's t'meyim b'chol mokum. So locher is like this. In other words, there was once water that went in contact with it, so it has huch shakabu tumma, and now it's makabu tumma wherever it is. So bishleim leman diyom echad letarti, letlos liyarbom, mishimochi t'meyim b'chol mokum. Because for sure, I have a hechsher to it, there had to be, you soaked it in water first. Otherwise, you can't do this. And Rashi says, t'meyim b'chol mokum, mekablim tumma, bein mekforim, bein mekrochim, whether in the small towns or the big towns, the kaimalon, soilesho b'nei krochim, real pure flour from the krochim, the big cities, takam mekablim tumma. Shulch shru b'mayim, because first it went through water. Mashenkin b'nei kforim, the hick towns, ein makpidim asos nakir, they don't care about having clean flour. Lusas b'mayim, they didn't first soak in the water. V'soilesho lem tor, therefore their pure flour is tor. If it means you chopped up the wheat, each kernel, into two, you can only do that by first soaking it. So therefore it's good. Regular flour, b'kforim, is taka tor. It didn't come in contact with water. But chilke means you chopped up the wheat into two, or into three, into four. The only way you can do that is first soaking it in water. So therefore it's good. It says, b'chol mokim is makabu tumah. Elo leman diyom lo kunta, according to the man diyom echilka, doesn't mean you chopped up the wheat into two. It just means it's regular pure fine flour, but made from spelt, not made from wheat. Or there's other kashrus, and amay tamei mechol mokum. Why is it tummy all over? Olay is kashru. It didn't come in contact with water. The people in the Bnei Kforim, in the towns, they don't soak the first in water to make that pure flour. See, if so, if kunta, if echilka means kunta, so why is the makabu tumma? So the Moran says, Kagarin de Makalfun, we're talking about they peeled it first. That spelt, they didn't chop up, ground up the pure spelt, they first peeled it. And when you want to peel the spelt, is the lav de shara lubamaya. If not for first after soaking in water, well, have a Makalfun, you can't peel it. So in order to peel it, it has to be soaked in water first. But the Moran of Amaykar lechilka, why is it called chilka? The shokil chokayo, because it's taken off like its coat. The cholak means the coat. No, you took off the covering, off the wheat. You took off the coat, off the spill. The chokayo, it was peeled. But the more amazing, we have a kasha. Ha noida min adogun. Someone makes a neder not to have enjoyment, not to eat dogun. Locher is aser af papula mitzri. He's also dogun means any type of a cereal like. Any type of thing of the Chamesh Shemini make unto cereal, so it's also the pula mitzri with the beans of mitzri, yavish, the dry ones, so mutter b'lach. Hashem with the lach, wet ones, that's mutter. Oh, mutter b'oros, you're allowed to have it with rice. He's mutter with rice. The chilka v'tagas v'tisni. He's also mutter to have chilka tagas v'tisni. If chilka means you chopped up the wheat into two, or else chad letlos, targus means chopped it up into three. The chad liarbo, tisni means you've chopped it up into four. Shapir, the nafkulum is dogin. It didn't go into the name of dogin yet. Dogin means fine flour, like fine cereal. That's what people mean when they say the word dogin. Majing here is very coarse flour. It's only the wheat chopped into one, two, or three. It's not so coarse, it's not so fine. So that's not the lotion of dogin. It's good boy, you're allowed to eat it. Ela lamandi yamakunta, but mandi yaman it says, chilka just means spelt flour, it doesn't mean it's coarse. It just means it's spelt, not regular wheat. So dogan malyo, it's regular good cereal. Why is it mutter? Markash and echnami. For me, it's takasha. Here it's mashma that when you ask a dogan, you mean to ask a chilka also. So mashma, okay, it says when you ask a dogan, it's mutter the chilka. So mashma, chilka is not fine flour. Because any fine flour, that goes into dogan. So mashma chilka is very coarse flour, it doesn't go into the name of dogan. He was mad to them, Rashi says, Krufaisa means merchreb summon. People that were selling spices, smelling spices, is he mad to them to sell it on Cholamoyd in a normal manner. Shorulu lahani krufaisa lemezo lezvuni kiyuchayu. The shukah, they go around the shukah and sell it normally. Eser of Kanav Kami has a kasha on him. It says, Chanus, if you have a store. Psuchol esatyov, if it's only opened up to a side street, halachris paseach v'no kadarkoi. You're allowed to open it up and close it in a normal manner in Chol HaMoed. But that's called Bitzina. Since it's not opened up to Rosh HaSarabim, it's only opened up to a side street, you're allowed to keep your store open. If your store is opened up to Rosh HaSarabim on the main street, like most of our stores all are, the locher is then like this. Really, it's only Poseach Achas. You have to open up one door, V'noyel Achas, and one door has to be closed. There has to be a shinu in the way you come into the store. Usually you have two doors opening up, the two doors, so one door has to stay closed and one door has to be open. That's the shinu you have to do. Mashaka, the regular way, you're not going to leave the door open. Shrashi, Pasech, Velasech, Velasech, Echad. Avo Kedaka loy, Eina Moichel Kedaka, not allowed to sell in a normal manner. Those people have to have a hecker there, that Trey is Cholamoid, and you're only allowed to buy things, Letzarech HaMoid. You shouldn't go out there and buy a 50-pound bag of potatoes. We only use 10 pounds now. You're not allowed to buy more than you need for Cholamoid. So therefore, it has to be a hecker, it has to be dicker in the store, that Trey is Cholamoid. Mashen King, there of Yom Tov Achron, the last day of Yom Tov Shochag, Moitzi Umati Rashuki here, the Paris Bishvil covered Yom Tov Achron. Hey, on Erev Yom Tov Achron, that means on Hashana Rabbah, then you're allowed to go out and put all the foods out in the Shuk, because people buy a lot to cover Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres. So Bishvil covered Yom Tov Achron, it's Mutter. So the Yikiz, Mifnei covered Yom Tov Achron in. The only time you're allowed to go out to the Shuk and sell things outside in the Shuk is only Mishum Shmini Atzeres. But Shloi Mifnei Yom Tov Achron Loi, but if not for the person of Shmini Atzeres, it's also. So how come Rafuna was mad of his people that selling Krufaisam to go and sell out in the Shuk? How was he mad to sell it outside? Versus Lakasha. Ha Beteri Ha Betavzen. Depends what you're selling. So Rashi says, Ha Beteri fruits, we have to be afraid fruits could stay, they don't get spoiled in one day. Maybe the person is taking it home to use it for your Yemais HaShana the rest of the year for a long time, and that's also to sell to buy in Chol HaMoed. Therefore, you have to have a shinu to realize how you're buying only for Yom Tov and not for more. Mashenkin tavlin are like spices, Rashi learns, moichrin kedarkoi. They actually let us sell in a normal manner. Kagoin kruva kashinin. So Rashi says, cabbages, it means here. Toi zog, the Toi says that the tavlin is not called kruv. Tavlin means something very sharp. Toi says it means rather, minyei b'samen. Rashi, first thought of. Type of, b'samen means, spices. Chur is a steer in Rashi. First Rashi says it means minyan merchi b'samim. What's the same svara though? Now we're saying tavlin merchi dakim going kruv kashin and akil yodim shatorach hamoydein. But like a chashod is shein ruin leskai muka chafil mafasi mutter. These things don't stay a long time, so now they're right away. So everybody knows clearly what you're buying it now for is only for Chol HaMoed. So therefore this you could sell openly before Hesia. But anything that could be sold, the lav dakim you use it today on Chol HaMoed, maybe the person's going to use it for later the next week. You're not allowed to have your store open in a normal manner. You have to have a shino, you have to have one door closed and one door opened. But most of our stores now are bagoyim. It's not so gefelich. If you have a Jewish store, talk chur, it's a shalom, why they don't do like this? Chol HaMoed, you have to have a shino on the door. What?
You're allowed to go to buy exactly.
That's a shalom. What should the matter? Yeah. It's a shalom. Shalom is showing me who the din is upon. The din is upon the one that's buying it. Pasha's din is in the cellar. The one that has the store, that's where he has to have the store. But if you don't have a place to go, you're allowed to go there. Question, if you have a choice, which one to go, maybe then you should go to the supermarket. If you have a choice to go to a Jewish store, to go to a Goyish store, buy the same food, maybe here could be better to go to a Goyish store then. Could be. When you do go buying things, foods, and Chol HaMoed, you have to only buy what you need for Yom Tov and not really not for later. You can't do your weekly shopping on Chol HaMoed to the dafka buying now things for later. That's awesome. It's only mutter to buy on Chol HaMoed for what you need on Chol HaMoed itself. Question is, if you buy a 5 bag or 5 pound of potatoes and you only need 1 pound, could be the heter to buy 5 pounds. The 5 pounds come cheaper, that's not the pshat you're buying for later. Now the 5 pound bag is cheaper right now, so that's called you're buying right now the 5 pounds. But to buy 2 pounds, 2 5-bags, that's also. You want to stack up 1 5-bag for this week, 1 5-bag for next week, to save yourself terech and not to go next week, that's also. That you shouldn't do in Chol HaMoed. Yehadnu lecha mishofach. So the Mishnah. V'yelu megalchem b'moed. These are the people that have a heter to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. The Stamos do is also to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. We'll see in the Gemara why. But these people have a heter. Habob medinas hayom. Somebody got off the ship. The ship landed in America on Chol HaMoed. You're traveling for 2 weeks already. Or else in the Beis HaShivya, somebody was captured. And now he got freed on Chol HaMoed. V'yotzei in the Beis HaSurim, else you were in prison. And they let you go free now. V'yamanuda, somebody was a nidui. He was set aside, he couldn't take a haircut. She'atiru mechachomim, chom wa matir is nidui now in Chol HaMoed. V'chein mi shenishal achochem. If somebody also had a nether upon himself not to take a haircut. And he was matir of a mishnishal achochem v'hutar. And then the chomim gave him heter on Chol HaMoed. So now the first time he has a right to take a haircut. Or else via nozir via mitzora mitumos la tarosai. That a nozir and mitzora first became Torah now in Chol HaMoed, or mitzora now became Torah in Chol HaMoed. So these people have a right to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Since they couldn't do it before Yom Tov, they have a right to do it on Chol HaMoed. V'yelu mechapsim b'moed. These are the people that have a right to wash their clothing on Chol HaMoed. Min astam, you're not allowed to wash your clothing on Chol HaMoed. Only these people are allowed to. The same thing, habom dinas hayom. So the ship lands on Chol HaMoed, that you couldn't wash your clothing before, so you're allowed to wash them now on Chol HaMoed. The Beis HaShivya, you were captured before, now you got freed, you can wash your clothing. The Yitzhak Beis HaSurim, you were put in prison, and now you came out on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to wash your clothing. The Amanu did the same thing, you were benidui, that you're not allowed to wash your clothing then, Shatir Lechachomim, V'chein Mi Shanish Lechachom Huter, same thing, you had a neder not to do it, and now the Chachom was mad to you, or else Matfechois Hayadayim, a towel that you wash your hands with. That there the svar is kesev, it always gets dirty. So even if you washed it before Yom Tov, it doesn't help you, you'll still get dirty again on Yom Tov. So you're allowed to wash on Chol HaMoed. Mitzvachas asfarim, the barber's sheet is allowed to wash it also on Chol HaMoed. Mitzvachas asvug, by the bathhouse, the towels they use there also is allowed to wash on Chol HaMoed, because kesev the people use it. Hazovin v'hazovas v'anidois. A person that was a zav, or a zavis nisha, or a nidois, v'alyoldois. The lady that gave birth, that was Tomei. But Chol Oilem Mitumos Latar, anybody was Tomei, and now wants to become Tor, is a Re'elo Matorin. They're also allowed to wash their clothing now. V'shar Chol Odom Asurin, but everybody else tak was also to wash their clothing on Chol HaMoed. Right, all the reasons Chol was seen in the Gemara exactly why it's Osir, and why for these people it's Matar. Alright, we'll stop here. In the third term, really holding that few dollars. Just taught the Mishnah over again. Again, class. V'yelu megalchem b'moyed. These are people who have had to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Havo medina sayom, come over the ship, come from the ship over the yam. When they say shviya, you're captured. V'yotzim beis asurim, come out of jail. V'yam menuda, you're nidui, jatir lachachomim. V'chomu mati, you want Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to take a haircut. V'chemi, shenish lachachom, you had a ned not to take a haircut. And you went to the Chacham, it was Mati Nedir on Chol HaMoed, V'Huter, and it was Matrit, V'Hanozir, V'Hametzoyram, Mitumoslo Tarosoy. A Nozir, that he finishes Nazirus on Chol HaMoed, he could take a haircut. There was a Metzoyram, that he became from his tomb, and now he became Tor, he could take a haircut also. V'Elo Mechamsim HaMoed, these are the people that they could wash their clothing on Chol HaMoed, the same thing, Habom Dinas Hayom, V'Esashviyam,